Elul has officially begun. These 2 months, the month of Elul, the month of Tishrei, are the months of the year in which a Jew of passion, of religious consciousness, feels alive, bristles with anticipation, excitement, energy, sobriety or solemnity, regality, the greatness of the days that are about to occur, the challenging of religious imagination. These are the 2 months that Jewish and religious consciousness spring to life in fashion that's deeper than during the rest of our year. The month of Elul, of course, the name Elul is a name which the Jews returned with after their exile in Babel. These months, of course, and their names are not written in Tanakh per se, or they're not designated as such. The Jews returned with these names. There's an acronym, a well-known acronym, for the word Elul, Ani Lidodi Vidodi Li, which encapsulates, which tries to capture the intimacy, the encounter, the relationship, the proximity we sense innately, viscerally, during the month of Elul. Hashem is our dod, Hashem is our male husband, we are his female spouse. In the context of Shir HaShirim, Ani L'dodi, V'dodi Li, Aleph Lamed, Vav Lamed. Of course, it's merely a device to remind us of our target, the target of our experience during this month. That is not why Elul was named Elul. Elul is just some random name that became popular during the exile of Babel. But after the term Elul became popular and became incorporated into the Jewish calendar, Jews sensed in the acronym of Elul a reference to the experiences of the month of Elul. Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li is a powerful pasuk in Shir HaShirim. But there's a previous pasuk. And in theory, the month, so to speak, could have been called not Elul, but Delul. Because in Perek Beis, the pasuk describes this relationship in a very similar fashion, but with a different sequence. Not Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li, but Dodi Li V'ani Lo. Hashem is committed to me and I am committed to him. Not Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, Elul Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li, but Dalid Lamed Vav Lamed, Dodi Li V'ani Lo. No, obviously, Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li and Dodi Li V'ani Lo share more in common than their differences. They both speak of a confident relationship, of an immutable, inviolate, non-rescindable, non-changeable covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people that outlasts the travails of history, the ravages of time, the betrayals of the relationship. Dodi Li V'ani Lo, Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. But there is one difference. Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li suggests that the Jewish people who are speaking provide a level of commitment and of proof to their commitment that justify their being placed first in this allegiance or in this commitment and oaths and vows that are being taken. Ani L'dodi, we have proven that we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'dodi Li and he continues to be ours. Dodi Li V'ani Lo suggests that even though the relationship is bilateral and mutual and the covenant is indeed bilateral, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken the initiative, Dodi Li, and we have reciprocated and responded with our own faith and our own zeal and our own continuing covenant. And of course, understanding where they appear in Shir HaShirim makes all the difference. Shir HaShirim is the great gloss of Jewish history about a relationship which never materialized or which materialized and came crashing down after a few months of romance and a few months of historical triumph. The original plan was a 6-month plan for history to march into Eretz Yisrael and usher in utopia. And unfortunately, that 6-month window became derailed and detoured through 2,500 years of close to 3,000 years of Jewish exile. It wasn't meant to be. We're meant to be in Israel, the kingdom of God, a perfect world, the messianic era. But we failed the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dodi li v'ani lo is stated in Perek Beis of Shir HaShirim. Without getting into the details of that Perek, the beginning of Shir HaShirim corresponds to a very early stage in Jewish history. More or less, depending upon which version of Chazal we adopt, more or less when the Jews marched into the desert, more or less when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, more or less the first Beis HaMikdash. The Jews were still relatively immature nationally. They hadn't shown the type of dedication that would warrant them being first in this exchange of vows. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covenant outlasted all of the breakdowns and failures, whether they were the minor infractions in the desert, the major betrayals and mutinies in the desert, or the continuing lackadaisical, lethargic response of Sefer Shoftim, and even the horrific Avodah Zarah of the first Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and that choice would never be rescinded. As far as we may have fallen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintained that relationship, Dodi Li, V'ani Lo. But the Jewish people hadn't yet mustered the type of dedication and commitment that could endow them with the confidence to say, Ani Li Dodi, V'Dodi Li. So the Pasuk in Perek Beis describes Dodi Li, V'ani Lo. However, our Pasuk, Ani Li Dodi, V'Dodi Li, the Elul Pasuk appears in Perek Vav. Perek Vav, towards the end of Shir HaShirim, again without describing particulars and the details, it refers to the Jewish experience through thousands of years of exile, facing seemingly inconquerable odds, discrimination, persecution, inquisitions, hatred, hostility, pogroms, and of course the Holocaust, and maintaining their faith, and not just maintaining their faith, but indulging in this relationship, rebuilding a world of Torah, rebuilding a state that had lay barren for 2,000 years. And the Jewish people throughout the last 2,000 years of history have shown uncommon, atypical, almost indescribable commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, defying history and defying death while maintaining their love and their faith for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at this stage in Shir HaShirim, the entire axis is shifted from Dodi Li V'Ani Lo to Ani Li Dodi V'Dodi Li. We have shown Ani Li Dodi, how far we're willing to go, what measures we're willing to take, what type of hostility and pressure we're willing to withstand to pursue HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though that relationship hasn't fully been consummated. Previous Pasuk, very similar Pasuk in Parakeh, Ani Li Dodi V'Dodi Chamakavar. A third time in which this conjugation or construction occurs or appears. Ani Li Dodi, we're looking for him. Ani Li Dodi. V'Dodi Chamakavar. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be invisible to us. He hasn't responded through our expectations. During the Holocaust, you can imagine many Jews reading this Pasuk, Ani Li Dodi, we're maintaining our faith, but Dodi Chamakavar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has alighted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has disappeared, at least to the human eye. Of course, he never disappears. But now that we have our state, and now that we have the reconstitution of our Torah, that Pasuk, Ani Li Dodi V'Dodi Chamakavar, has been replaced by Ani Li Dodi V'Dodi Li. So, of course, it was called Elul for reasons unrelated and independent of Shir HaShirim. But keep in mind that the term Elul reminds us not of Perek Beis of Shir HaShirim, of Dodi Li V'Ani Lo, in which the Jews hadn't really shown the type of dedication and heroism that would warrant their being sequenced first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed miracles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu defended us, Dodi Li V'Ani Lo, and we were still trying to forge a mentality and a maturity to reciprocate that love, and sometimes we failed. And then during darker periods in history, Ani Li Dodi V'Dodi Chamakavar, the Jews had shown the dedication, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not yet willing, for whatever reason, to accelerate the end of history. Baruch Hashem, now we find ourselves in Perek Vav of Shir HaShirim, Ani Li Dodi V'Dodi Li Elul, And as we daven, we don't just daven from a personal position or a personal posture, but by immersing our voices in the voices of Jewish history. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li.